Hi, welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Live Broadcast for March. I had to stop and think, where are we?
We've got the March going on already.
Yes.
kind of cool. Anyway, welcome today. We have a lot of things going on that we want to tell you about. So we have several things taking place. And I'm looking forward to this today a lot because we have a lot of things that we're going to be bringing you. Okay, so first of all, I want to tell you about a couple of events that are coming up. We have several coming up that we want to talk about, but we don't want to confuse everybody, so we're only going to talk about two today. The next one that's coming up, and the big one that's coming up in October. We have that one finalized now, and we just opened it for registration yesterday, so it is open now, I will tell you that. So first of all, let's talk about the two-day event, a very simple two-day event. The group wanted to do a healing seminar. It's that simple. And we do a lot of work where we teach people modalities. We work with things for other people to heal other people and show them how and different works with this. This one's not any of that. This one, the group just wants to work with you. It's real simple. We're going to send out some incredible healing energies through the work that we're doing here. There will be a message, of course, but there are also going to be, over this 2 days, there are going to be small activations, like 2 minute, 3 minute activations. And the idea is that we'll probably have maybe four of these, three or four every day. And the idea of this is, one, the first day is all going to be about physical healing. And the second day is going to be mental and emotional healing. And we're just going to focus it in that way. So the idea here is for you to go through there and receive all the healing. Let them talk to the cells in your body. Let them start working to realign you in a different way. And then you choose the activations that you reacted to. Some of them may have not been as you know, reactive to you as other ones. So you choose the ones that you want, or take all of them, because you'll be able to download each individual activation.
And this will be a time for you, because many of our classes we teach about how you can help your clients or other people around you, but it's time to focus on ourselves, because when we heal ourselves emotionally, physically, then we are our brightest light, and then we can go out to the world.
And that's really what they wanted to do. We have a lot of people who are going through different stretches. Either we're experiencing things we weren't expecting to experience, or we're having physical problems. There's all kinds of issues that can crop up during these incredible times of change. But this is basically a love wash for you.
And we could all use that.
It's 2 days of just, even if you don't think you're ill, it's basically a way to put your body and the cells in your body back in harmony with everything around you.
Well, it's a readjustment, because we all get so busy living our lives and doing our work or just daily existence that we need to sit back and kind of look at ourselves and go, where are we? Do we need to kind of fine-tune ourselves and be the best we can?
You look striking today.
Well, thank you. My goodness. I feel good.
Anyway, so that's the first one that's coming up. I promise I don't say dates anymore, so go to the website. This is an online seminar, so you'll have to go drop down a little bit and hit the online seminar button, and you'll be able to see that. Now I also want to talk about the in-person seminar, which we are extremely excited about. You know, we've done this over and over in different places throughout the world, in different places. I think we ended up with 14 countries that we actually did seminars in the time frames that we were traveling so much. It was really incredible for us to reach all that. Most of our work now is done online, with the exception of one or two seminars that we do every year.
This year, we're not going overseas. We're not going to Europe at all. We're just going to focus on our hometown, Las Vegas.
Right. We're going to have an angel walk, and it's a big one. It's actually a human angel conference that we're going to be working with. You will see some ads for it as we go through today. During the breaks, we'll show you some little promo videos from both of these and show you where you can sign up and find out more information about it. There is an early registration. We will tell you that you can save $100 off that by signing up before. I forgot what date. Again, I don't talk about dates, but go to the website. It's a great opportunity to lock in the rates early. And I want to tell you a little bit about this incredible place that we're working with here. Let me see if I can find this real quick. There we go. I can bring that in right here. So with this process here that we've got, we're going to be going to Las Vegas to Barb and I's favorite spot that we go to. Now, you've got the Strip in Las Vegas. It's 4 miles long. It goes north and south, and then it takes a little turn and goes into the old section of Las Vegas, which is Fremont Street.
Which they have totally remodeled. It's the upcoming area. Most people love to go there because it's so exciting. It has so much to offer.
It's very exciting, and there's a lot of activity. You can probably even see some of the people that are there. This shows it on a very busy day because they're trying to promote that. You can go online and see basically where people are packed in there. That's New Year's Eve. That is not what you're going to experience. That only comes from one day out of the year, and that's New Year's Eve that they experience that there. But it is very comfortable here and very safe. They've worked a tremendous amount to revitalize our downtown here, which is really exciting. And the Fremont Street experience is exactly what you're seeing here, because what you're seeing is that dome that's over everything. And they have remodeled the dome. It actually looks a little bit different than this now because it's been upgraded into high definition LEDs. So they show all sorts of things, and I think it's every hour they have a special thing where they take over.
It's amazing. You'll find yourself just standing still looking up in amazement. But it's more than that. There's so much entertainment and bands playing in the evening. But, you know, we want to offer both sides of Las Vegas. We are going to have a very special place, a quiet place that is going to be wonderful for our seminar, that will be able to create our spiritual place, and then you'll be able to go play at night. You know, the Strip is great, but you can't walk the whole thing. This Fremont Street is no traffic. It is walking only.
I think it's only 4 or 5 blocks.
Yeah.
So it's fairly small. But you have a lot of activity, a lot of places to eat, a lot of places, of course, to gamble and do other things, and all sorts of entertainment. There's also a lot of free entertainment. There are at least 3 stages down Fremont Street, off on some of the side streets, and one's directly, basically, if you're looking at this picture, it'd be all the way at the end. And there is constant music, and sometimes on busy weekends, they get all 3 bands going at once. So there's a lot of entertainment. There's a lot of things to do, which is all free. And, of course, there's all sorts of things to do that you can also pay for. But let me tell you the story of what we did here. Barb and I go down here on a fairly regular basis. We have a really nice restaurant that we have gone to for years when we want to celebrate anniversaries or birthdays or something really important. And it's just a really beautiful restaurant. It's called Hugo's Cellar, and it's in the Four Queens Hotel on Fremont Street. And it's very, very luxurious. So we've been going down there for years experiencing this, and generally now that they've revitalized this whole area of town, when people come to town, we take them down to Fremont Street. So this is an exciting place just by itself.
The restaurant is so special. You walk in, and someone will come up to you in a tuxedo and hand you a long stem rose for all the ladies.
That's at Hugo's Cellar.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of activity and tremendous work down here. But we're going to be doing something very unusual. We're going to actually have rooms, and the connection is at the Four Queens Hotel. Now, the Four Queens is a wrong slide. Let's tick you here. The Four Queens is a 4-star hotel. It's been recently remodeled. I think it's a South Tower, has been recently remodeled, just finished. And before that, the other one was remodeled too. So I do believe you have a very nice hotel here at very reasonable rates. They have locked in some unbelievable rates for us. And I will say that at October 17, 18, and 19 is when we're doing this. That is the beginning of the busy season here in Las Vegas. So you might think that that's kind of the wind down, but what happens here in Vegas, that's when things really cool down here in Las Vegas, and it's considered our busy season all the way through until March.
Oh, the weather is beautiful there. You know, if you're afraid to come to Las Vegas because you think it's so hot, not in October.
Going to be totally the different process. It should be very comfortable actually here in Vegas.
So rooms are available at the Four Queens, but you also can stay at the Binion.
We're having our conference
right
at the Binion. Our hotel room is at the Binion.
They're right across the street from each other.
There's actually on the sign-up page, there's a video that I made showing exactly where everything is from Google Earth. So you can actually see what this looks like and where it is and how you have to cross kind of catty corner across the open Fremont Street and one other street. But they're right across catty corner to each other. So it's a very close connection, and they're owned by the same people. But the Binion's is haunted, and it's well documented. In fact, we were very surprised to walk in there because I'd never been in the Binion before. We'd walked past it many times, but Barb and I don't gamble, and I don't drink, so there's not a lot to do in some of those places other than just walk around. But anyway, we found an incredible place. We went online and found out a lot about this. They have regular seances there. They have channels come in and produce, and basically it's on their schedule. They have nights where they do these types of things.
Right. When we were there, the sales manager was showing us around and explained to us that the shows that they offer, and we felt so comfortable saying, well, he's a channel. And she goes, oh, wonderful. And, you know, and we thought, okay, this is a good place for us.
So anyway, it just seemed to be a really connection. They do not call it haunted, by the way. They call it activity. So if you're going to be actually, you can actually take a boutique room, in other words, a very small, really beautifully decorated, if you like. Vintage antiques, a lot of wood, a lot of dark, beautiful wood throughout the whole place. And you can actually rent a hotel room if you want to stay at the Binion.
Not all the rooms are haunted. No. There's one wing.
there's actually a wing that has activity, usually in the hallway, and one or two rooms that have had problems. The manager was telling us a story about it. It's just absolutely fascinating. She said they were just finished a remodel in that boutique hotel as well. And she actually was in charge of the remodel, so she did that. She said at the end, they brought in a photographer. Take new pictures of the remodeled rooms, and she's folding everything so that every crease on every sheet is perfect. And
the whole room was organized
and laid out. She goes into the bathroom to check on one thing. She comes back to take the pictures, and everything is scattered.
The sheets and covers everywhere. Are all over the place.
Everywhere, and there are apparently our regular reports of things moving by themselves, furniture. In that one area of the hotel.
Seem to be playful ghosts because there's no harm or anything. And they, you know, it's very difficult to get those certain rooms that are so-called
activity,
haunted
right.
activity because everybody wants to stay there. But the rest of...
She said most people only stay one night, though.
Oh, right? Yeah, but, you know, it's really a nice place. Both the Binion and the Four Queens. We, you know that some of you may be confused why we would do a spiritual seminar in such a lit up place of Las Vegas where the gambling is and all that. But we want to show you that you can bring your spiritual self that we will really get into with our seminar and then go out and present yourself to the lit up Las Vegas lights and spread your light yourself.
Exactly. We even have exercises that we're going to have you do with the people on the street, with just energy exercises. Not that you have to introduce yourself or anything, but we're going to be teaching a lot of energy exercises. So let me talk to you just for a second about what we're going to be doing. Now, before we go any further, the Binion is haunted. I mean, there's no two ways about that, but what does the group actually say about that? And although Steve is very excited to go there and be around that energy, the group doesn't actually deal a lot with hauntings or residual energies like they've talked about. So we're not going there to play with the ghosts. I want to make that very clear. If we have stories to tell about it, that's fine. We can certainly share it. But we are not going there ghost hunting. We are going there to teach some really incredible energies about stepping up and living at a higher level. And that's what we're going to be focusing on. The last several years that we have been doing these events here in Las Vegas, we have been teaching healing modalities. We've been teaching different things about it. A couple of years ago, we did a big one in Sedona. We did one in Belgium and Holland and so forth, and another one in Sedona, teaching these different healing modalities and things that you can use. This is going to be different. This is not specifically for healers. It's for everyone who wants to learn a little bit more about your energy, how you can use it consciously. Now that we have moved up into a higher vibration, we have more that we can consciously do. And because of that, the group wants to give you some exercises, show you some new things that we can work with, and basically show you how your energy interacts with other people. And then on the breaks and so forth, we'll turn you loose, and maybe even during the seminar, we'll see what the group wants to do. But there will be exercises for you to do out in the street.
Well, we hear often with our seminars, you know, we all, the people who attend with us, we create a magical space over 3 days or four, whatever it is. And a lot of people say after they leave the seminar and go back to their regular worlds, their jobs, their families, and maybe to people who don't understand their beliefs about their spirituality, it's kind of a letdown. And so we want to present how you can take this magical feeling that we all create and take it into your everyday world.
And basically keep it anchored, anchor it right where you are. So that's the whole idea of what we're going to be doing here. And we'll be October 17th. 18 and 19.
I do believe you got the dates right.
I know I do. Go on the website and check it out. There's a lot of information there. We have provided you with paragraphs and paragraphs and videos and all sorts of other things that you can check out on the Espava website having to do with the Human Angel Conference. It's Human Angel 2020. That's exactly what we're going to do. And we will end this one with an angel walk. You know, we've had difficulties with angel walks before because if we get 100 people together, which is usually the size of these events, or maybe a little bit more since we're only doing one event this year. But if you have 100 people and you're going to do an angel walk, it takes a really big space. It's not easy to do. So even though last year we had a rather large space, we would not be able to do an angel walk in that room. We are doing one here because the space we have is almost twice the size of what we had last year. So we'll have it segmented off for different things so we can all focus in one area of the room. But we have all sorts of areas and different things that we'll be able to do here in this room. So we think she found it. This is Barbara's channel. This is, you know, when she gets focused on something, she'll say, I don't know why, but we have to go here. And sure enough, that's what happened.
I felt like I was guided. Now, I can guarantee you we are going to have a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
But also, we are going to create a spiritual space that you will carry on from now on. You know, it's really, as you can tell, we're excited about it.
So check it out. Find out what we're talking about here in Las Vegas, because it's going to be a really special space for us all. So thanks for being with us and listening to all the things that we've got going on. We do have another healing modality coming up in March that we will be teaching. I'll talk about it later because we don't have anything in place to follow up, but we do have a lot of events coming up that we'll tell you more about. But mark your calendars, October 17, 18, and 19. It's the same dates as last year. It will be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we will be we'll be having a ball. So come join us. Las Vegas, here we come. Absolutely. Anyway, thanks for that. We're going to step over into Studio A in just a minute. We've got a lot going on here. Allison's here with a piece. We're actually going to have a couple of activations today, too. I'm going to start with a channel because the group likes to bring everybody together with a small channel. And they like to end with a channel. So we'll have a couple different channels today.
And we'll be hearing from Meg Adamson.
Meg has got a beautiful piece all queued up for us, as does Allison. And somebody else does too. So we'll enjoy that here today. Espavo, everybody. Thanks for being with us here.
Espavo.